From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Gene Engany, reading Windy City Nights, a Ron Shade novel by Michael A. Black. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Sure, Christmas comes, but once a year, but really, who would want to go through it any more often? I pondered that and other such lofty matters, like old acquaintances best forgot, as I entered the ground floor stairwell and methodically climbed upward. 6 floors with 20 stairs between each one, 10 stairs to a flat landing, then 10 more steps up on a diagonal stairway. That made 120 stairs to the top. Multiply that by 4, and you have 480, the number of steps I climbed every hour. Good leg training, if nothing else. I thought about that as I pushed open the door and walked across the carpeted 6th-floor hallway. It was the Wednesday after Christmas. The hotel was booked solid, but the halls were empty, except for numerous room service trays left for housekeeping to pick up. I strolled to the elevators and checked the vending machines, ice maker, and the ubiquitous Christmas decorations. A sagging tinsel garland drooped sadly from the top of the door frame. I peeled the rest of it off and set it in the corner between the ice and the pop machines, then went down the 2nd corridor to the south stairwell. As I was descending to the 5th floor, I heard the desk call me on the radio. "Ron, looks like the airport bus is arriving early," Marcia, the manager on duty, told me. The husky resonance of her voice reinforced the image in my mind's eye.